sound of protest outside Goldsmiths College this week. Campaigners for Lewisham A&E came to make themselves heard for the filming of the BBC's Question Time. We spoke to series producer Brendan Miller on set.
Yes, it is a common occurrence, but I think that that's a compliment to the importance of the programme. It's one of the most watched political programmes on television or in the media at all, and it has an incredible impact. So people want to protest, and people want the politicians who are coming on the panel to hear what they have to say.
We asked protesters and audience members what they would like to put to the panel.
You've got a ticket to go into Question Time.
Yes. The production assistant said to me yesterday when they rang me, and I went, I got one about the hospital, and she said, no, it's too local, we don't want that. We want ones that are national, things that have been in the news.
Well, my question actually relates to the demonstration outside, so I don't think I'll be asked to ask it. Because they feel it only relates to this particular area and it would be of little interest to the other people in the UK, whereas in fact actually is of interest to everybody in the UK.
Inside, the panel members for Question Time gave us their views on the potential closure of Lewisham A&E. John Bird, founder of The Big Issue.
Lewisham Hospital? I hope that comes up. Because that's about the community. I know this community. I used to live just around the corner and I've used Lewisham Hospital. Does sound like Lewisham Hospital, which is beyond compare, is likely to be cut in order to fulfil budgetary requirements, which sounds like taking one of your best children and not saying, well, right, you've got to suffer because the others are not doing very well.
Nadine Dorris, MP for Mid Bedfordshire and star of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. We caught her after she'd been outside meeting the protesters.
Well, first of all, about the protest, 75 or 80% of those protesters were Social Worker Party members, and about 20% were local people who were a bit upset that their cause had been hijacked by these other protesters. The other protesters were shouting at me, what about the bankers? The local people kind of, bulldozed their way to the front to let me know what their concern is. As I said, I've come out to know, can I say anything on the panel for you tonight? And they kind of battled their way to the front and told me what their concerns were. But they were upset that they've been hijacked by a militant organisation.
Lord Prescott, former Deputy Prime Minister.
Did you see in your way in tonight the protest outside?
I saw it as I went past. A lot of people.
Do you know about the Lewisham A&E and what's your opinion on that?
Well, the Lewisham is pretty clear, isn't it? He promised that he wasn't going to top down. He's done that. He promised that nowhere would close down if the people didn't want it. As I understand, in Lewisham, the doctors don't want it, the people don't want it, and they're mixing it up with the South London on a financial framework. And Hunt's going to have to make a decision, isn't he? I hope that pressure will make it clear for him.
We asked Lib Dem, Ed Davey, if he thought the campaign would come up in the questions.
We've seen the protesters here about the threat to the A&E maternity at Lewisham. So while that's a local issue, and often Question Time doesn't do local issues, I think it has a national resonance because of the whole debate around the NHS. I wouldn't be surprised if that comes up.
Audience members told us afterwards what they thought of the debate.
There was a long question about Nadine Dorris being in the jungle, which seemed to detract from other issues, especially the debate around Lewisham Hospital shutting down and the demonstration outside tonight. That was about the best bit of it for me. It's not a good thing, but it was the thing that got the most lively debate.
It's very topical, wasn't it? So people were very heated about it, a lot to say. I think it's good to hear, local issues like that.
And Camilla Cavendish, columnist for The Times.
I think people are increasingly losing interest in politics and they're very cynical about it. And I think this is quite a good debate format where the audience really get a chance to get engaged and ask questions. And as a journalist, I find that incredibly useful. I like to know what people are thinking. And so for me, it's as much about hearing the questions and what the audience is thinking as it is with thinking up, some kind of answer to get me through without looking totally stupid.